El Chapo's escape from a maximum security prison seems to confirm what many in Mexico already know, that the drug cartels remain a powerful, corruptive force. They're also deadly. Drug violence runs high in parts of Mexico where the gangs hold sway. And for some Mexicans, leaving is the only safe option. We're going to hear the story of one Mexican man who fled to Iowa. But as reporter Will Coley found out, this man's story also reveals the challenges many Mexicans face when it comes to getting asylum in the U.S.
Vanessa Mercano Kelly is in Des Moines, Iowa. She tells me about Constantino Morales, her friend and a fellow community organizer.
Constantino had stepped up to become like a community leader because he wanted to share his story and trying to make a difference.
She shows me a video of Morales on her cell phone when they were saying goodbye for the last time. In the video, Morales thanks everyone who helped him with his legal case. Here's what happened. Morales is from Mexico, from Guerrero, on the Pacific coast. It's a pretty troubled place. There's cartels, corruption. It's the same state where 43 students disappeared last year. This is the state where Morales was a cop. A good cop, his family says.
My name is Leonardo Morales. I'm Constantino's brother.
He says Morales knew about the police and shady dealings with weapons and drugs.
So this is why he came to USA, because he didn't want to die.
He says Morales stood up to the cartels in a shootout and then got death threats when he left the force. So Morales crossed the border and headed to Iowa, where his brother lives. But after a year, he was apprehended by immigration agents at his job and faced deportation. That's when he learned he could apply for political asylum.
Could you please stand and raise your right hand?
Por favor, se puede poner de pie.
When the asylum stuff started going, he just couldn't afford it at all. He didn't make a lot of money. That's why he couldn't get an attorney.
No lawyer, a major hurdle for Morales. Denise Gilman at the University of Texas School of Law says that, especially if you're Mexican, your chances of getting asylum without a lawyer plummet.
Because there are certain biases in the system against seeing Mexico as an asylum-sending country that make it more important to really develop the asylum claim, to do that without a lawyer is almost impossible.
In recent years, fewer than 200 Mexicans have been granted asylum in the U.S. annually, a tiny percentage of applications overall. In 2014, nearly 9,000 Mexicans applied for asylum. Gilman believes some judges worry about politics, that offering more Mexicans asylum will send a negative message about an important U.S. ally. But Jim Stolle says it's not about politics. He's with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Stolle says asylum isn't hard to get just because someone is Mexican. It's because it's tough to make the case for it.
Just because a person suffers harm in his or her native country doesn't mean that he or she qualifies to be granted asylum here. If your country is embroiled in sort of a civil war, a civil strife, that does not necessarily constitute persecution. It has to be based on one of five protected grounds.
For Morales, that was hard because he had to show he was part of a group, uniquely facing persecution. Gilman, the law professor, says that makes it tricky for cops to make their case because they can quit and leave the group.
But with, you know, really careful lawyering, it is, in fact, possible to win some of those cases, at least the idea that this police officer was targeted because of taking a stance in favor of government rule of law.
But with no lawyer, Morales represented himself, and he lost.
It is hereby ordered that respondent's application for asylum is denied.
After that, Morales' supporters like Mercano Kelly tried to get members of Congress to step in and get immigration officials to suspend Morales' deportation order.
We generated over 200 calls. We sent hundreds of postcards. We had press conferences.
But officials weren't convinced Morales deserved special protection. Facing deportation, Morales left the U.S.
It's my brother. He didn't want to break the rules. They said, no, I got that order. You have to leave.
6 months later, back in his hometown in Mexico, Morales was shot and killed. His brother says it was by the very people who threatened him in the first place. It's hard to tell what exactly happened, but this is clear. The Mexican state of Guerrero, where Morales went back, is one of the country's most violent places. Mercado Kelly keeps the video on her phone to remember Morales. In it, he says that even though he didn't get asylum in the U.S., he encourages other Mexicans to keep trying.
But like he says, you know, la lucha sigue, like you gotta keep fighting, and he did it till the end.
For The World, I'm Will Coley, Des Moines, Iowa.